Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Tezayin. And we begin on Tezayin with Aleph, four lines from the top where we quote the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that on these Tanesim, on the seven last Tanesim, in the series of three Tanesim, the last seven Tanesim, they would take out to the Rochov Ha'ir, they would bring out to the Rochov Ha'ir, the Teva, the Oren Kodesh. And we start off with a Siman, Rochov, Teva, Visakim, Efer, Kivura, Umoria, Simon. So again, we always say it's a school to say over these simonim. They're usually mnemonics to help you remember the upcoming Gemara. So the Gemara starts off and says, Lama Yotzin L'Rachov, why would they take the Aron Kodesh out from the Beis HaKnesses and bring it out to the Rechov Ha'ir? What's the purpose of that? So Ruchia Bar Ava Omar, he says the purpose is, Lomar Zo'aknu B'tzina V'lo Naninu Nevaz Atzmenu B'farhesya. Ruchia Bar Ava says, it's basically demonstrating to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we tried to daven in the privacy of our shuls, but we weren't successful. You didn't answer us. So therefore, we are humiliating ourselves. Nivaza atzmeinu. We're embarrassing ourselves and going to show that we're not answered when we're davening b'tzina. So we're going to go out in public and basically announce to all that our tefillos aren't answered because we didn't deserve it. So we're begging you, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the schus, so to say, of our embarrassing ourselves, that you should answer us. That's Ruchia Barava's explanation for why they bring the Aron Kodesh outside to the Rechov Ha'ir. Reish Lakish has a different approach. Reish Lakish Omar, Golinu, Goluseinu mechaperes aleinu, that we're demonstrating that we're going into Golus. We're leaving our comfortable shul, so to say, and going into Golus. And therefore, this going into Golus should be a kapara for us, and this action of going outside in and of itself should be a kapara. We have a similar idea where there is a thought that says that the reason why we go to our sukkah right after Yom Kippur, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the holiday of sukkahs right after Yom Kippur, is so in case we are chayiv galus, something how we did something wrong and the Yom Nerayim were punished by being sent into galus, so we say we're leaving our comfortable houses and going to eat in the sukkah, so this should accomplish that idea that we have to go into galus, so by going into the sukkah, it should accomplish the same idea. So this demonstration of going outside with the Aron Kodesh should be a kapara for us as if we actually went into Golos itself. Is there a practical nafkamina between Ruchia Bar Ava's answer who says that it's to embarrass ourselves in the Vazat Zmeinu and Reish Lakish's answer that says this is like going into Golos for us and it should be a kapara for us? So my b'nai, what's the difference between the two of them? So Ika b'nai, the following would be the difference. The Goli b'mei Knishna l'mei Knishna. If instead of going outside, they went from one shul to another shul, according to Reish Lakish, this would accomplish the Goli. We went from our comfortable shul to some other shul, and therefore that's galus. But according to Ruchia Bar Ava, that we cried out b'tzina and we weren't answered, so now we have to go b'farhesya, so this wouldn't accomplish the idea of b'farhesya. Mark continues and says, again, what's the purpose of bringing it out to the Rechov HaShalir? Okay, whether you hold like Ruchia Bar Ava or you hold like Reish Lakish, why bedavka to the Rechov HaShalir? So Rishu Levi says the reason is, Kli Tzanua Hayalanu, V'niz Bazev Avanoseinu. So this is very similar to what Ruchia Bar Ava said. So we had a private type of a Kli. We had this Aron Kodesh, which is a very private thing that was held inside the shul, not for the whole world to see. And in his Bazeb Avonenu and Nebuch, we've degraded our own personal private kli because of our avonos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bringing us the rain. So in his Bazeb Avonenu, so we are embarrassed. And again, this embarrassment should hopefully be a kapara for us. Now, in addition, the Mishnah didn't state so, but Veloma Miskasin Besakin. They would also wear sackcloth. So what's the purpose of wearing the sackcloths on these days? So I'm Ruchia Bar Ava. Ruchia Bar Ava tells us again, Lomar, the purpose is, Harei anu chashuvim ki behema, that this sackcloth is made out of the notzo shel izim, Rashi tells us. So it is if we're demonstrating that we're like a behema at this point in time, that we don't deserve to be saved like a human being. So save us like an animal, just like an animal is a creature that doesn't take responsibility, so say, for his actions, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're merachim on the animals, so be merachim on us. We're like animals. But what was the point of putting the burnt ashes on the table? What is that supposed to represent? So again, we have a couple of opinions. They're all similar. I'm reviewing them in Pazi. Reviewing them in Pazi says, Kolomar, it's as if we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imo Anochi Bitzora. We're demonstrating that HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even with us in Tzara, that just like we're in Tzara, we don't have the rain, so to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also putting on Efer Makla on himself, Kaviyochel, on the Aron Kodesh, to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our Tzaros, in our difficulties. Rish Lakish has a similar approach. Rish Lakish Omar, behold Tzara Sam Lo Tzor. So just like we are in trouble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is also in Tzara with us. He sympathizes, empathizes with us. And Omer of Zera, Mireish, Ki Avi Chazina Lula Rabbonon, Di Avi Efer Mikla Gabi Teva. Originally, the first time that I saw this Nebuch, that I saw them putting the Efer Makla on the Aron Kodesh, so Mizdazeya Li Kule Gufoy, my entire body shook, the tremendous busha that it is to see the Aron Kodesh outside with ashes on it. So it really, really, really upset me the first time. Nebuch, sometimes we get used to something. So he's saying the first time he saw this, he was unbelievably overwhelmed with thoughts of tshuva and with thoughts of how terrible this is. Then the Gemara asks, Lomanos and Efer Barosh Kolecha V'yechad. Why does every single person have to do it? Okay, we understand now, we said why the Aron Kodesh has to do it. So why does every person have to have Efer Makla put on their heads? So this is Machlokas Pligibor, Rav Levi Bar Chama, Rav Chanina. Two different ideas expressed by Rav Levi Bar Chama, Rav Chanina. We don't know which one said which. Chadamar, one of them said, Hareinu Choshuvim Lofanecha K'Efer. This is to demonstrate Anochi off of Efer. That's one of the reasons why we said that this is done, is to demonstrate, like Avraham Avinu says, I'm a gurnished, I'm a nothing, I'm absolutely zero in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the essence in the Urchos Chaim L'Rosh, he brings down one of the essence of the person's emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can only be a true mammon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you understand that you're nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs every single thing in the world. So this is what one of them was saying. We are nothing in front of you. The other opinion, it's to remind us of Akedas Yitzchak and the tremendous sacrifice that Abram and Yitzchak were willing to do. And we should remind ourselves of this. This Efer reminds us, and Kaviyachal reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Zechus of the Akeh, that he should have mercy on us. Again, is there a nafkamina between these two ideas? Anochi off of Efer versus the Akedah. So yeah, so the nafkamina would be, my benayu, ika benayu, offer stam. Or some just have the girsa offer, that if you were to put dirt on you, so that would be something that would be demonstrating Anochi off of Efer, but it wouldn't necessarily be any sort of a reminder, zikaron, of the Akedah. Then we say, Loma Yotzin Leves HaKvaros. There's another custom, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, and this is Halacha L'maisa. This is brought down that people go on Tisha B'Av, for example, they go to, after they finish off the kinos in the morning, and it's before Chatzos, so even if it's after Chatzos, you can go. And a minhag was to go to a cemetery. So what's the purpose of that? Why do we bedaf go to a cemetery on a fast day, like we do on Tisha B'Av? So what's the purpose? So again, it's a machlokes between these two man, the Omars, Pligibor of Levi, Bar Chama, Bar Chanina. Again, we don't know which one said which. Chad Amar, one of them said the purpose was, Arei Anu Chashuvim Fanecha Kemesim, to demonstrate that we are like dead people to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Anochi off of Efer, the same idea, that we're a gurnish, we're nothing, and as if we're dead to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we aren't worthy of living. A similar idea that we wear the kittel on Yom Kippur to demonstrate that one day we're going to be wearing the kittel and it's not going to come off. So the kittel is the burial shroud. So we go to a cemetery, we say, we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is where we're going to end up. So we're humbling ourselves. So that's one opinion. The other opinion was, we don't know again which one said which, V'chad Amar, K'dei Sh'yivakshu Aleinu Mesim V'rachamim, that as we go into the kvarim, that the kvarim, so to say, the tzaddikim that are buried in those kvarim, they should be intermediaries for us in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf. So people go to a Kever Rachel, people go to the Moras HaMachpelah, etc. This is to ask these great tzaddikim to daven on our behalf. Again, is there nafkumina between these two reasons? They're both very nice ideas. Might be nice. What's the difference between the two of them? So what says the Ikubinai? There is a difference between them. For example, Kivri Akum. Should you go to a cemetery that is not a Jewish cemetery? So according to the first reason that we brought down, that we should be Chashuvim Lofanecha Kamesim, so even a Goyisha cemetery would accomplish that same idea. We're demonstrating that one day we're going to be in a cemetery. But if you're going there to daven on the Kivri Mason, Shivakshu Aleinu, Mason Rachanim, so obviously that would only work in a cemetery filled with Yiddish and Neshamos and Tzadikim. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, that if there is no Jewish cemetery near you, then on Tisha B'Av we do go to a even non-Jewish cemetery, and obviously that's based upon the reasoning, Anu Chashuvim Lefanecha Kimeisen. Mar then asks, Mai Hamoria, why are we called Haramoria, the Harabais, why is it called Hamoria? Now what is this doing over here? Obviously it seems to be a non sequitur, but some say that this is connected to the Akedah, And therefore, since the Akedah was in Har Moriah, since we just spoke about the Akedah, that's why we have Ephraim Akla, the burnt ashes, and Tosos had brought down. We remind ourselves of the bones, so to say, of Yitzhak at the Akedah. So therefore, it is appropriate that this is discussed over here. That's one of the reasons, or other reasons as well. In any event, we have the same Man D'Amas. Another reason why this is brought down, because it's the same Man D'Amas over here, Pligabor, Rav Levi, Bar Chama, Rav Chanina. So we often list things, even if they're not directly connected. In any event, Rav Levi, Bar Chama, Rav Chanina had another machlokus over here. Why is it called Har Moriah? What's the naming of Moriah supposed to signify? So Chadamar, Har Shiyotzu Mimenu, or Royal Yisrael. This is the Har Habayis, and this is where the Sanhedrin sat. This is where Psak Halacha was transmitted for all of Klai Yisrael. So that's why it's called the Har Moriah, the place where there is Horah for Klai Yisrael. The other opinion, we don't know again which one said which, Vechadamar, Har Shiyotzu Mimenu, Morah, La'ovde Kochavim. This is where the Ovde Kochavim, the Goyim, saw the fear of God. They saw that, wow, this is Klai Yisrael. Look how great they are. They have this mountain, Har Moriah, and that's a source of fear for the rest of the world, that to fear Klai Yisrael, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is working within the understanding that Har Moriah is the Har Habayis. There is another opinion that says that Har Moriah is referring here to Har Sinai. And again, the same ideas would apply, that this is the Har Shiyotzo Mimeno Rol Yisrael. This is where we got the Torah. And for the rest of the world, this is the mountain that made them terrified of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of Klai Yisrael. So again, two different approaches. Here we don't have an afkamina between the two of them because it's not an action that we're doing. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hazokin Shebehem, when you pick the Shliach Tzibur, you should pick a Zokin there, a person who is a wizened, older Talmud Chochem, as we'll see. And he says, Omer Lefneim Divrei Kivushin. And he speaks in front of the crowd and he says words that will hopefully humble the people. Tana Rabban, the Brisa says, if there really is an older person, so then Omer Zokin, this older person, says the Divrei Kivushin, Vim Lav, and there is no Zokin over there, so then pick a Talmud Chacham, Omer Chacham, Vim Lav, and if there's no Talmud Chacham, there's no older person there that can do this, Omer Adam Shel Tzura. Then you have a person of Tzura, a person of stature, an important person from the community, an Askan from the community who would do this for give a speech to Klai Yisrael to humble them. Tosu says that this Yesh Lo Tzura, this person, is Pirish Bal Koma. It means a tall person. Kidei Shishmo Dvar, he's a person of significance from a physical point of view, and they'll listen to him. V'yikablu Mimenu L'hamrich Halev. And people will humble themselves, they'll subordinate themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it tells us, it says that he also has to have other characteristics, Tosu says, such as Pirko Noah. So that means, Kishomar HaPirko, Afilu Kishoya Bochu, even though he's a young person, Hoya below Shem Ra, which we'll get to in a moment. So even as a youngster, he had a sterling reputation. Now the Gemara says, Otu Zokin de Ka'amre, Afal Gav Lav Chachamu. So now going back to what we just said, that he should be a Zokin, an older person, and if it's not an older person, then at least pick a Talmud Chacham. Then applies that the older person is not a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, no, Chachi Kamar. Im ye Zokin vihu Chacham, you should get a wizened old Talmud Chacham, that's the best. Omer Zokin vihu Chacham, then that should be the person that should say these Divrei Kibushim. However, Vim Lav, if there is no older Talmud Chacham over there, so Omer, a younger Talmud Chacham, Omer Chacham, that would be adequate as well. And if there are no Talmud Chacham over there, Vim Lav, so then in that situation, you have Omer Adam Shel Tzura, a person who has stature, as we just pointed out, so he should be the one to go and say these Divrei Kavusha, give the drasha to the people to humble them. And what does he say? So Gemara says, Achenu, he tells his colleagues, Achenu Beis Yisrael, Lo Sak Vitanez Garmim, it's not superficial rituals such as fasting and putting on sackcloth. That's not what's going to bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and going to bring the rain. If we, in fact, change our lives, if we resolve that we're not going to do whatever we were doing wrong beforehand, and we do good deeds, so then that's going to bring around the end to the famine. And again, we pointed this out in the Mishnah, and we say it here again, when Yonah went to warn the people of Nineveh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Nineveh. So it says over there, Shalom Nemar Bem, it doesn't say the Pasuk, Vayalukim es Sakom yes Tanisam, Ela Vayalukim es Masehem, Ki Shavu Midarko Morah. The Pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they had true tshuva, that they did a full tshuva, and he saw their Masehem, he saw their actions, that they, in fact, were Shavu Midarko Morah, that they went back on the Derech after being off the Derech. He didn't see just that they did ritual, he saw that they meant it. Furthermore, it says in Yonah, Vayiskasu Sakim Odova Behema, the king instructed them, according to the Medrash, this king was Paro from Melech Mitzrayim, that he was the only survivor, so he'd be able to tell over the whole story to the world that he became the king of Nineveh. And he tells the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real deal. And you better go and put on sackcloth, v'yiskasu sakim, ha'odav v'abhema. Men and animals have to go and do this to humble themselves. So my haviyad, what exactly did they do? So the Gemara says, osro ha'behemos l'chud, v'yes havlodos l'chud. They separated the animals from their baby animals. They separate the mother animals from the baby animals. Rav Lufan, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im ein atem merachem aleinu, ein anu merachem aleinu, that it's painful for the mother animal not to be with the baby animal. And if you want to have us to have mercy on the animals and bring them back together, so then you have to have mercy on us as well. In other words, they were demonstrating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you are merciful to all people, to all creatures, so please be merciful to us. And the pasuk continues, "V'yikru el Elokim b'chosko." They called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with great strength. My Omer, what does that pasuk mean? So Amar Lefanav, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribono Shel Olam, Oluv v'she'eno Oluv." If you have a person who is an Oluv is somebody who's in tsar, and you have a person she'eno Oluv, a person who's not in tsar. Others suggest that the Elbon is a person who's suffering, but he suffers in silence. Albeit the Oruch says that Shezehu Evyon Vidal, it's from a very, very poor person. So again, a lot of different interpretations of what this olive is. So you have this olive, and you have somebody who's She'eno olive, and somebody that is not an olive. He doesn't have these characteristics. And the Bach adds over here, Yochol V'She'eno Yochol. If you have a person that can, and a person that can't do things. Furthermore, you have a Tzaddik, and you have a Rasha. So you have these two opposite ends. So Mi Nidche, which one is going to be the one that will be mevater, that will be going and giving in, mipnei mi? So it's the better person that gives in to the inferior person in terms of being kind to them. So we're saying to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the better one, we are the worst one, but the better one normally is nice to the inferior one, and therefore, please be nice to us. That's basically the message, although there are slightly different interpretations of this according to different mepharshim. Pasuk in Yonah continues and says, V'yoshuvu ish midako hora. Every person should go back on the derech, go off of being, stop from being strained from the derech, and from all the sorts of robberies and stealings that they have in their hands. So what does this mean? So my, from the robbery, from the stealing that they have in their hands. So Amar Shmuel tells us a very interesting din. Afilu gozal morish, ubinoa bibira. What does this mean? So there's a famous din known as the Takanas Morish. And that din is a very interesting din. Normally the halacha is that if you steal something from somebody and it's still extant, you still have it, you have to go and return that exact item. So here a person stole a brick from somebody else and he built it in through the bottom brick of the Empire State Building. So now he wants to do tshuva and return the brick. If he takes that brick out, the whole Empire State Building is going to fall down. So he's going to suffer billions and billions of dollar loss for the $5 brick. So the halacha is, in that situation when it's very difficult for the person to do tshuva and return the brick, so then we allow him to just pay the $5. We allow him to just give the monetary value back and not return the actual item that's still extant, which normally the din would be. So that's the din of Takonis Morish. So Shmuel's telling us that what they did was, they took the chomus asher b'chapeyim. In this situation, they didn't allow themselves the leniency of the Takonis Morish, but Shmuel said, afilu gozal morish, even if they stole this brick at the bottom, and they place it at the bottom of a building. Nevertheless, ubano bira, they built a building over there. Nevertheless, mikakeya kolabira, they would take down the entire building, kula, umachzi morish lebolov, in order to be able to return this brick to the owner of the brick that they stole it from. So that's a tremendous thing that they did, and that's why it's mentioned in a chomos hashebekapeyim, they got rid of even that. If a person, Nebuch, has sins in his hands, so Mizvada, and then he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have these sins, and I'm saying vidui on them, I'm asking for forgiveness for them. However, v'hein chozuba, but it's all lip service. He doesn't actually do that tshuva. So he says, oh, I'm so sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm stealing, etc. And then he keeps on stealing, v'hein chozuba. So what type of a vidui is that? So, l'mahu doma, to what is this comparable to? L'odom, shetofi sheretz biyado. A person who's holding on to a sheretz, which is a source of tumah, and then he goes to the mikvah, and he's still holding on to the sheretz. So he doesn't accomplish anything by going to the mikvah. Shafil tova b'chol neimos sheba'olam lo os lo tvila. He could go in the Atlantic Ocean, he could go into the greatest mikvah in the world, and it will accomplish nothing because he's still holding on to the dover tumah. As soon as he comes out, he's tummy again. So too, if you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness for a sin that you did, and you continue to do that sin, so then it's just lip service, it's just a false confession. So, That's if you're holding on to the sheretz. However, zuroko, if you throw it miyado, if you get rid of the sheretz, then all you need is 40 saw. Kivin shetovo be'abohem saw. You don't need the whole world, the oceans of the world. Just 40 saw. Miyad also lo tvila. The tvila is a kosher tvila, and you are tohar. Same thing over here. If you get rid of the gazel in your hand, if you get rid of the sins, and you do a true tshuva, your vidui is a true, honest vidui, then immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive you. Shnemar, u'mode v'ozev yerucham. As the pasuk tells us, this is from Mishlei, if a person goes and actually is mode on his sins, and v'ozev, and he leaves the sin, this is the essence of tshuva, the Rambam says, the first thing you have to do is recognize you're doing the sin, and the next thing you have to do is say, I will not do it again, and then you have to not do it again. So then such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a yerucham, I'll have mercy on such a person. Furthermore, the Omer says an echa, Nisa levavenu el kapayim, el kel bashamayim. Let us all go together. Levavenu, we lift up our hearts with our hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're doing tshuva with a full tshuva. We get rid of the sins and we do a real tshuva. That will be something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on us and accept us. And we quote the Mishnah that says, Omdu b'tfila, and they would go in Davin Shemoneh Esrei, and we'll read the Fniateva Zokim Chule, and they would have the Shliach Tzibah be, again, an appropriate person to be the Shliach Tzibah, a person who had certain characteristics, which we went through in the Mishnah, that's Chule, and now we'll discuss a little bit more in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Braisa, Omdu b'tfila, the Davin Shemoneh Esrei, so Alpha Pishie Shom Zokim v'chacham, and we'll read the Fniateva El Adam Rogil, HaRogil. So even though there are people that are Zakenim and Chachamim, nevertheless, unless they're familiar with the words Shagurim Befiv, that they regularly daven for the Amud, so then you have a person who's a regular Baal Tefila daven for the Amud, in order that he should know the words and not make any mistakes. As we pointed out previously, that it's a bad simon for the Tzibor if the person who davens for the Amud makes mistakes in the davening, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not accepting his Tefila. In addition, the Gemara said, now, some of the gears over here, Ezer Rogil, but it says on the side, and you shouldn't have that lesser, and then the Rav Alphus and the Rush, it's also not there. So in any event, what are the characteristics of Yud Omer? Metupol v'einlo. He should be a person that has taf, metupol. He should have little children, v'einlo. And he should have no money in his house, so a person will daven with a tremendous amount of hislavos, a person will daven with a tremendous amount of kavana, if he's davening for his little children, that they're starving and he has no food to give them. Likewise, v'yeshlo yegia basodeh ubeso rekam. He has parnasa in the farming industry, yigia basada, that's where his efforts are, and ubeisarekam, but there's no food in the house. And if he doesn't have the rain, and his davening is not going to be a good davening, so then he knows he's going to be starving. So therefore, he's going to daven with a little bit more kavana. And upirkunah, this is what we mentioned before from Tosos, that even in his youth, Tosos said, kishoya bachar haya below shame ra. So that's what it means, Pirko Noah. Rashi says a similar idea that Gemara is going to explain it in a moment, but this is one of the explanations. Ushval Berech, he should be a person who's humble. Ushval Berech means he's humble at the knees. In other words, he's bent at the knees. In other words, he's a humble person. Umarutzalam, he has to be somebody that the Tzibah wants him to be, the Shuliyach Tzibah for them. He can't be a person that is fighting with everybody. He can't be a person that nobody likes. So that's Ezu, who is a B'chavadika person. He's all B'briyas. Person is loved by the people, so then they want him to be their Shuliyach Tzibah. He wants that person to be the person who's representing the entire Tzibah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has to be Merutz Lam. And finally, least important, Yesh Lo Ne'im of a Kol Ha'ari. You should have a nice voice, right? You should have a nice, sweet voice. And in this situation, the people will daven with more kavanah if he has a nice voice. Ubaki Likros b'Torah v'Niyam Ksuvim. He should be a person that regularly reads from Tanakh. He should be a Talmud Chacham. And the Lishnos b'Medrash b'Alochus v'Agodos. And more than just knowing Tanakh, he should be able to go and be familiar with the Gemara, the Medrashim, the Alochus, and all the Agodos. Ubaki b'Kol HaBrachos Kulan. And certainly, he has to be a person who is an expert, a maven, in the actual brachos themselves. They didn't have printed Siddurim, so he has to know these six additional brachos and the Arichos that we made on the Brach of Goa Yisrael. So he really has to be an expert in Tefillah. Now, they said all of these things in the base medrash. These were all the characteristics of the chazan. So everybody looked. So all the Tamidei Chachamim in the base medrash, when they heard the shir, they all gave a look at the Rabbi Yitzchok Barami. He would be such a person that had all of these characteristics. We turn to Tezayin Amud Beis. The Gemara continues and says, "Hainu metupo ve'ein lo, hainu beis orekam." We seem to be doubling up and saying the same thing. You're saying the person has young children and has nothing in his house, and then you're saying he has nothing in his house. Ve'ein lo and beis orekam, they're both the same thing. So why do you have to repeat it? So Gemara says, "Aruchista zeshi beis orekam min ha'avera." Here it's homiletically speaking, not that his house is empty of food, but his house is empty of sin. In other words, this person is a tzaddik. And now we come to explain this with Rashi the Lakam, what Tosa said before. Amar Abaye, Zeh Shelo Yotza, some of the gifts are low. Zeh Shelo Yotza low, Shem Ra B'Yaldu. So even as a young boy, he had a stellar reputation, and therefore, you don't want somebody who's now a good person, but he had a terrible reputation as a child, a younger person, that's still not the best person to have as the Shuliach Tzibur. Rashi explains a little bit why in Dira Maskul Pirkei Noah, second line, and he says, "Afilu kisha amad al bachruso." Even in the passions of his bachrus, even in the passion of being an adolescent with the hormones raging, haya Noah b'lishimra. He didn't do anything that would sully his reputation. Then the Gemara continues, and it quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, and it says, "Hoy soli nachalosi ka'arye bayar." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Jewish people, my nachalosi, is like a lion in the forest. But then he says, "Nos no alai bekola," she roared, "al kain senesia," and therefore I hated her. What does this mean? My nos no alai bekola, what does it mean that the Klai Yisrael roared and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then hated her? So this is a reference to insincere davening. So Gemara says, "Omer Mazutra Batuvia, Omer Rav, Mazutra Batuvia," said the name of Rav. Others say, "Amri lo, it was Omer Rebbe Chama, Omer Rebbe Elazar." Whoever it was, either these two great gedolim, Zeh Shliach Tzibur Hayor Lefnei Ateva, Sheinu Hagud. This is a Shliach Tzibur that is roaring, he's davening, but he doesn't really daven properly, so that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu very, very mad. The Maharsha has a very interesting idea. He says that this Shliach Tzibur just has a good voice. He doesn't have any of the other essential qualities that we listed before having a good voice. Kol Oreg, a nice voice. That's nice to have, but that's not the essence. So he didn't have all the other things, so then it's like a lion roaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated us because the lion was roaring insincerely and appropriately. Then we say, "V'yomer lifneim esrim v'arba brachos shmona esrei shehoyom u'mosif aleim od sheish." So then we have the Mishnah telling us that they would add on six additional brachos, and again we said we were marich on the brach of Goy Yisrael, and then after Goy Yisrael, before Rafainu, they inserted these six additional brachos. And as I pointed out many times when we learned this, and now the Gemara asks this question, "Hani Shei Sheva Havir?" You're telling me there's only six, but we brought seven brachos because we changed the end of the brach of Goy Yisrael, so it's really seven. So that's what the Gemara is going to tell us. It's Kedidnan, as we learned it on Mishnah, Ala Shviyas Hu Omer Baruch Merachem Ala Aretz, that he says this seventh bracha. So obviously there's seven additional brachas, not six. And we gave the obvious answer, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mai Shviyas, Shviyas LaRucha. It means that there are seven brachas that we change. There are six additional ones, and then we change the bracha of Goy Yisrael by adding on to it. Kedetanya, as we learned in the Braisa, and we're going to have several Braises over here, which expand a little bit on our Mishnah, but basically all saying the same idea. So it says in the first Braisa, Kedetanya, Begoy Yisrael Marech, that we first extend, we are marich in the bracha of Goel Yisrael in the Shemona Esrei by adding to it certain things, such as Ubuchos Mahu Omer, towards the end part of the bracha, before we say Goel Yisrael, so we say, Mishonos Avram Bar Maria, Hu Yaneh Eschem, V'yishma B'kol Tzak Eschem, Hayom Hazeh. This nusuch is the nusuch that we add into all of these brachos. So the first one is we insert it into Goel Yisrael. It's not a separate bracha, but we change around this nusuch. We talk about Abram Avihu, and he says the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that answered Abram Avihu should answer us now. And then Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael. So we have the chasima of Goel Yisrael. And then, Veinon Nachar of Amen. And the Brisa says that everybody responded Amen. Again, we have the story in the Mishnah, which we'll have again over here in the Brises, that in some places they would answer Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Yom Ved like they did in the Beis Hamikdash, but the Chacham said no, that's incorrect. So here the Braisa says specifically that they answered Amen. Then we have the Braisa saying V'chazan HaKnesses Omer Lehem Tiku Bnei Aaron Tiku. Then the next thing the Chazan says is that the Kohanim should prepare to go blow the shofar, the Chozer V'Yomer, and then the Shaliach Tzibur, and some say as well, this Chazan. Again, the Chazan of Knesset, remember we pointed out yesterday's year, doesn't mean what we call the Chazan. The terminology that they use over here is the Shaliach Tzibur for the person who's the Chazan. And the term Chazan over here means like the Gabbai, the reverend, the one who was in charge of running the shul. the sexton. So the Chazan HaKnesses, so the Gabbai, he would say, Tiku b'nei Aaron Tiku, the Chos v'Yomer, both the Shliach Tzibur, and according to some, the Chazan as well, would then say, Mishon HaSav HaSeinu HaYamsut, the next Nusuk that they would add on to the Bracha, Hu Yane Eschem Yishma B'Kol Tzach Eschem HaYom HaZeh, and Baruch Ato Hashem Zocher HaNishkochos. And they know Nanach Amen. Again, they would answer Amen to that. And then the Chazan HaKnesses Omer Lehem, they would go to the next one and say, Hariyu b'nei Aaron Hariyu, which we spoke about in the Mishnah. Did they blow Tekiah the first time, Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah, and the second time they did Truah, Tekiah, Teruah. Again, whether they did three each time for each bracha, or did they do just one each time. So the simple understanding that we had before was that they did three each time, and they would alternate between Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, and then Teruah, Tekiah, Teruah. So that's what the Chazan HaKnesses would say to them. Get ready to blow shofar, Ariyu b'nei Aaron, Ariyu. And then Vechen called Bracha, Bracha. They did this for the remaining additional brachos. B'yachas omer Tiku, B'yachas omer Ariyu. One would be Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, or just a Tekiah. And the other one would be Hariyu, Teruah, Tekiah, Teruah, or just a Teruah. Amen. Dvar Mamur, the Brisa says, under what circumstances are we talking about that they would answer Amen, Begulin? That's the normal response outside the Beis HaMikdash. Abo B'Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't answer Amen. Ain't okay. Lafish ain't onim Amen B'Mikdash, because we don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that? I mean, I ain't onim Amen B'Mikdash. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Kumu Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokechem Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. So, the Pasuk tells us that we're supposed to give a greater praise in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is Min HaOlam V'Ada Olam. This was in response to those that said that there is no Olam Haba. So therefore, they were masaking to say Min HaOlam V'Ada Olam, from this world and through the world to come. V'Yivarech Hushen Kvodecha Umeromam Al Kol Bracha Usehila. And this Pasuk tells us, this is the Pasuk from Nehemiah, that says that they have to go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Every bracha and bracha they have to say, not just Amen, but they also have to give a tehillah to it. They have to add on to it. And therefore, that's why they don't just answer Amen, but they say, Baruch Shein V'Amach Zol Yom V'Ed. So Yochol, I'll call brachos kulon, lo te'ela tila achas. You might have thought you do this once. Talmud Lomer, no, it says, Umaromam, I'll call brachos tehillah, I'll call bracha ten lo tehillah. So for every bracha, they couldn't just answer Amen, but they also had to add a tehillah, and that's why they would say in the Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Shein V'Amach Zol Yom V'Ed, rather than Amen. Now, the Elo B'Mikdash Ma'awomer. So what did they say in the Beis HaMikdash? So this would be the Nusach. They would say, Baruch Hashem. Now some are going to raise the word Elohim over here, some are not. The Vilna Gaon says that the right Girsa is without the word Elohim. It's just Baruch. Some say Baruch Ata Hashem Elohim Elohim. Elohim Yisrael, that is the God of Israel. And he will be the God of Israel, Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. And then Baruch Ato Hashem, Goel Yisrael. That's the Arichus that they would add on to the Baruch of Goel Yisrael. And then this Brisa continues to go forward and tell us, V'Enonim Achra, Baruch Shein Fa Machusol Yolam V'Ed. And the people would respond with the Nusach that I've been mentioning until now. This is the Kol Tehillah, Kol Bracha V'Bracha. And they would say, Baruch Shein Fa Machusol Yolam V'Ed. That should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be blessed. And his Malchus should be forever and ever. And then the Chazan Chesed Omer Lehem, then the Gabbai would go and tell everybody, Tiku HaKohanim B'nei Aaron Tiku. And here, we talked about the other day, the Kohanim B'nei Aaron. Here it says the entire Nusach HaKohanim B'nei Aaron, and that's what we said, it didn't make a difference if it said Kohanim or it said B'nei Aaron, it all means the same thing. That's a simple understanding. So he would tell them, go prepare to blow the shofar. Again, it's a machlokas, when they blew the shofar, either before this or after this, in any event, the Chos V'Omer Mishon HaSavram B'Haram Ariyah, Hu Yan Eslem Yishma B'Kot Tzach Eslem Hayom HaZeh. So, according to many, the Shliach Tzibur would say it, and then the Gabbai would repeat it, and they would either blow shofar then, or they would blow shofar after the end of the bracha, and they would conclude the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Zocher HaNishkochos. So they would finish off the bracha, Zocher HaNishkochos. Others have the Girsa, Zocher Bris, as we pointed out previously. And the Vilna Gaon adds over here as well that they would say, not just Zohar and Ishkochos, he added over here and he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. Okay, so different Girsos over here within this Brisa. Then it says, V'hein Onim Achra Baruch Shein K'vah Machasol Yomed. They would answer to this Baruch Shein K'vah Machasol Yomed, and they would continue, V'chazen HaKnesses Omer Lehem, Hariyu HaKohanim B'nei Aaron, Hariyu V'chulei. They would tell them again, get ready to prepare to blow the Trua. The next one, V'chein B'chol Baruch Baruch, and the same process was followed through for all the additional Baruchas that they added. B'achas Omer Tiku, B'achas Omer Hariyu. There was either Tekiah alone, followed by a trua, followed by a tekiya, followed by a trua, or they did a set of three each time. The first set was tekiya, trua, tekiya, as we mentioned already many times. The second set was trua, tekiya, terua. In any event, Achigomer school, and this was the way they continued until they finished all the additional brachos. And then it brings down the same story that we had in our Mishnah. L'chach hinhig Rabbi Chalapta b'tzipari. This was the practice that Rabbi Chalapta instituted in Tzipari. They would say, Baruch Shem Kvom HaZul Yom Va'ed. And Rabbi Chanani ben Tradja did it in the city of Sichni. However, u'kshabah davar l'fnei chacham. When the chacham heard that they were doing it this way, they said, that's inappropriate. That's only for the base of Mikdash. Amr the Chazal said, lo yinogim kein ela b'shari mizrach u'bahar b'ayis. They only did this on the Shar Mizrach in the Har HaBayis. Another brayse of Yisti Amrei Tanya. The following brayse says, Omer lifneim esriya barachos, that the chazan would say a 24 brachos shmona esrei. Now, normally shmona esrei b'chol yom, they would say the normal shmona esrei, they would say every day. Umos of aleim od sheish, they added on the six additional brachos in addition to being marich on Gol Yisrael. Yosin sheish hechon omer. Now, where would they say these six? So again, they instituted it to put it in between the bracha, the same place where we have the chazan today on the shliach tzibur. That when he answers on a Tanis Sibur, he adds in his Chazar Seshatz, so he would add the Anenu as a full bracha between Goel Yisrael and Rifoenu, so they would add these six extra brachos there as well, Ben Goel, Lerofe, Chole Amo Yisrael, to the bracha of Rifoenu. Umarach Begula, and they would also extend the bracha of the Gula, as we've already mentioned many times, and afterwards, Vehen Onim Achrav, Amen, Akol Bracha, Bracha, outside the base of Migdash, the writer says they would answer Amen, Bekacha Yunogim Begula, and this was the custom that they would do. Answer Amen in the Gula, meaning outside the base of Mikdash. Abba b'Mikdash, this price says with various in the base of Mikdash, Shai Omrim, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min Olam Yad Olam, Baruch Ato Hashem, Goel Yisrael. They would say that full Nusach, and the people would not answer Amen, Blo Yonim Achrav Amen. What would they say? V'chol Kach Lama, L'fish Eino Onu Amin B'Mikdash, because they wouldn't answer Amen in the Mikdash, it's based upon the Pesukim we brought down previously. V'min Ayin Shein Onu Amin B'Mikdash, it repeats it, O B'yesh Nemar, Kumu Baruch Was Hashem Elokeichem, Min Olam Yad Olam, you have to give a special praise, V'yivarchu, Shem Kvodecha, U'meroma, Akol Brachu Tehila, you have to say a separate Brachu Tehila on every Bracha, Akol Brachu Bracha, Pain Lo Tehila. So these brises, they're all similar to each other, there's not necessarily a big chiddush one to the other, each one supplements a little bit to what the other one was saying. That's why they're brises, they weren't included and codified in the text of our Mishnah, and these are all supplementing a little bit the text of our Mishnah. Then we have Tana Rabbana, and the brise, another brise tells us, Ala Rishonos Hu Omer, for the first bracha, he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Olam Yad Olam, Baruch Ato Hashem Goel Yisrael. And Hei Nonim Achrav, Baruch Shem Kvom Achzol Yom Ved. Another brise says, again, the same idea, in the base of Midrash, we answer, Baruch Shem Kvom Achzol Yom Ved. The Chazan HaKnesses Omer Tiku Kohanim Tiku. Again, it's a little bit repetitious. The brises are all very similar over here. And then he would tell them to go and prepare to go and blow the shofar or blow the trumpets. Again, Shlech Tzibur and or the Gabbai would say this. They token Umerian with token, and then they would blow the shofar after this. But then by the second bracha, they would say, Baruch Hashem, okay, so in Olam, Yad Olam, Baruch Ato Hashem, Zocher HaNishkoch, so again, Zocher HaBris, and they would answer, in Olam HaKro, Baruch Shem, Kvom HaKzol Yom Va'ed, the Chazan HaKzol Yom Va'ed, the same thing, Ariu B'nei Aaron, Ariu, he would tell them to go and prepare to blow the shofar, the trua, V'omer Mishon Oes, Avosenu, Ayam Suf, Uyaneh Eschem, Yishmav, Kol Sach HaSem, Yom Va'ed, the same Nusach that we spoke about before, and then they would actually blow the shofar, and Riyim, V'tokim, Riyim, here would be trua, Tekiya Trua, here it says with a Feirish, Techem Chol Bracha Bracha, they would do a similar thing with every Bracha. First they would do a Tekiya, then they would do afterwards the next Bracha, Trua, then a Tekiya, Trua, etc. Ve'achas Omer Tekiku, Ve'achas Omer Ariyu, Achi Yigmar Sa Bracha School until they finished off all the extra Brachos. And this was V'chach Hinig, Rabbi Chalapta B'tzipari, V'chanan Bin Tarajim B'sichni, again the same idea. We brought down before that they did this even outside the big base of Migdosh. However, the Chacham didn't like this. We could draw a Dover Eitzel Chacham. They said, Amru, Lo Yinogin Kein Ela B'shari Mizrach, U'bahara Bais. They would only do this in the base of Migdash on the Shar HaMizrach. Okay, all of these brises all saying the similar Nusach as we had discussed in our Mishnah with just a little additions. Now we go back and quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Review Domer Lo Yotzorech Lomar Zichronus Uchulei. Remember the Tanakhama, it said, we do the same Nusach of Zichronus and Shofros like we do on Rosh Hashanah. And Review this said, no, we don't do the same Nusach. We changed around those brachos a little bit, albeit we conclude them with the same ending. The chasima is the same, Zohar HaNishkochus, Zohar HaBris, and for Shofros, Shomea Trua. Okay, so these are the endings of those brachos. So Yehuda disagreed with the nusach of the bracha, albeit the ending is the same. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ado, Dimin Yafo, Rav Ado, came from the city of Yafo. He said, my time to Yehuda. Why didn't Rav Yehuda want them to say the regular nusach of Zichronos and Shofros, like we say on Rosh Hashanah? Again, we explain Malchus has nothing to do with the Tainus. It's a special thing. It's Mamlech and Sekodesh Baruch on Rosh Hashanah. So we understand why you don't say Malchus. But why don't Rav Yehuda, why doesn't he say that you say the same nusach of Zichronos and Shofros, which is appropriate both for Rosh Hashanah and for a Tainus? So that's what Rav Adam Din Yafo asked. So he answered, Lefisha ain't Omrim Zichronos v'Shofros, because you don't say the Zichronos v'Shofros, Elam, we turn to Yitzayin and Aleph. Ella b'Rosh Hashanah u'b'Yovlos u'b'Shas Muhammad. This was specifically only said on Rosh Hashanah, and also as well at the Yovel on Yom Kippur. We said that you say the same nusach as you do by Rosh Hashanah, and also b'Shas Muhammad when they would go out to battle. So they would also blow the shofar, and they would say Zichronos and Shofros. As Rashi brings down the pasuk, "V'isavo Muhammad be'atzchem al hatzor hatzor v'aschem v'gomer v'lo yadinon mino isparish tome brachos u'psuki machos zichronos v'shofros v'shas muhammad." Rashi says he doesn't know the source of this. He says that is, however, what they did. In addition, Rashi seems to add over here that they also say malchios, and it's not clear why that's included here as well. The Turi Evan, however, does bring down a reason, and the Turi Evan says, "Shatam sheomrim zichronos b'shas muhama u'mishum shenemar b'niskartem." So this pasuk b'niskartem, that's a reference to saying zichronos. However, Malchios is not sure as well why. Lo matzino sheomrim b'shas muhama. Don't know where this came from, and some aren't gorys over here. The word Malchios in Rashi, and the Marshar brings that in the Fusiyad, that the word Malchios is not in Rashi. In any event, with this we conclude today's share.